Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Steve Shepherd. He is CEO of 2.0, a youth career coaching firm, and we are going to talk about the latest statistics that unemployment rate has declined from 13.2% to 12.8%. Good day, Steve.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for your time. So,
you're welcome.
Unemployment rate has declined. Is that good?
Well, look, at face value, it would look good. And certainly all the politicians in Australia are telling us that's a good thing. But, you know, it's always the devil in the detail there. And I would say certainly in the youth unemployment rate, we should also take into account that it's still more than double the national average. So there are twice as many young people under 24 unemployed as there are people over 24 years.
Unemployed so, because they couldn't find a job or they are very picky?
Generally because they can't find a job. I know that there is this stereotype that goes around that millennials are picky and, you know, that won't take every job there. But the majority of young people that we work with want to work and are just having it, finding it difficult to find work. And lots of the entry-level jobs that existed, certainly when I left school and entered the workforce and when many of their parents left school and into the workforce, they simply don't exist anymore. They've been replaced by technology or they've moved to offshore labour markets. So the job market in Australia is much, much harder for young people to enter than it was for their parents 30 or 40 years ago.
So is it safe to say that because there are less jobs available?
There are definitely less entry-level jobs for young people now. There's some research by the Foundation for Young Australians showed that in the 1980s it took on average 12 months for a young person to transition from education into their chosen field of employment that related to their educational studies. And now in 2017 it takes on average 4.7 years. So you know, that just shows you the context of how much harder it is for kids to get a job these days than it was for their parents.
So that falls under underemployment.
Well, this is a whole nother issue. I mean, we measure the unemployment rate. That's simply people who are not working. But there is a massive underemployment rate. In fact, one in five Australians under the age of 24 are underemployed. And what that means is they are simply not getting enough hours of work that they want in order to sustain their life. So they're working, but they're just not getting enough work.
So it means that there are more part-time jobs than full-time jobs?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing this growth in part-time work in Australia. I think we saw this the Reserve Bank's board come out or reports of their board meeting earlier this week that showed there was a considerable discussion at the last meeting around the growth in unemployment in Australia. And certainly that's a phenomenon that we've been seeing for the last 3 or 4 years now, that there is jobs growth, but we're seeing the majority of that jobs growth coming in part-time work.
So when we say underemployment, these are people who are not working 38 hours a week.
Correct, yeah.
And there are also...
The Australian government refers to part-time work as anything more than 1 hour a week, but less than 35 hours a week.
So it could mean that they just work 5 hours a week.
Exactly, yeah. What they're saying is, I'm working, but I'm just not getting enough work.
And there is also that thing to consider that a lot of young people are working the jobs that they didn't study for or the jobs that they are underqualified for.
Yeah, so what you're seeing is a lot of young people who, you know, come out of university who are working, but in fact when you talk to them, they're working at the local car wash or they're at the local cafe or in a retail environment. They are not in careers which is where they expected to be when they left university or high school. And that's a massive number of young people. And so even when we see, you know, statistics coming out about from the universities about how many graduates are employed, that data is just about them being employed. It's not about them being employed
in the right
where they want to be employed in their chosen field of study.
So what can we do to address this concern?
Look, I think that there's a couple of things here. You know, one of my concerns is, are we matching university graduates and study to the demands from industry in Australia? Because, you know, at a time when we are producing more graduates than at any other time in our history, we still see that we have a high demand for employers for bringing in foreign workers on 457 visas with particular skill sets. And that would say to me that we are not developing and educating our young people in the areas that business needs demand. So I think there needs to be a better connection between industry, government and education, where we are developing the workforce for the future and providing the skills through our education system that actually employers want in the future, rather than universities potentially being shops that will sell degrees based on demand. So if we see lots of people wanting to study law, the universities start producing more law degrees, and yet we know that there's an oversupply of law graduates and not enough jobs for them. So I think that for me is probably the main thing, is that we need to see a greater collaboration between those three groups to align our education system and to help our young people also make better choices as well. My first option is the utopian solution, but a simpler one may be as simple as making sure that at a high school level we have really good careers advice for young people, so they're selecting courses where there's a high likelihood that they'll be able to find a job when they finish that degree.
So looking things from a practical side.
Yeah. And also matching it to, you know, their likes and desires. We know that 30% of university students in Australia drop out of their study. And a lot of that is because they chose the wrong programs and just didn't like the fields that they were studying in as well.
Or they wanted to make their parents happy.
Yeah, well, in many cases, that is quite right. You know, they get told you should do this, you'd be good at that. When they get there, they find it really doesn't match up to their personality and style, and isn't something that interests them. So they drop out, and all they're left with is a hex debt and nothing else to show for it.
Now, Steve, do you think that the recent changes from the 457 visa that have been divided into two lists would help?
Look, I think that, you know, if you look at those lists, and certainly the ones that were taken off of it, I looked at them and went, well, there probably wasn't a lot of goat farmers being hired on 457 visas anyway. So when you see that the number's been culled, you kind of have to look and say, well, what was the demand for those roles? And, you know, I'm not being flippant about saying goat farmers. It was one of the skills on the list that was dropped. What I think is the most encouraging out of the changes to the 457 visa is this idea that the government will, through the increased, for want of a better word, taxation of companies, the increased visa charges that they will levy on organisations who are hiring people on 457 visas, they're going to put that into the Skills Australia Fund with a view to developing and providing training and development for young people to develop their skills for what the workforce needs. So I think that's a good step forward in starting to look at that, instead of just charging companies for a visa, what can we do with that money to ensure we have the talent in the future that we need? I know it still needs to be matched by equal funding from the states, but I think this is a good first step in starting to understand, well, if this visa program is being used so much by employers, let's look at it and make sure that we're starting to train people in those areas as well. Because as I said, there's many young people who would, you know, be available for that work, but they don't have the skills or they don't have the experience there. So certainly that will add some value to it, I think.
So a good start.
A good start, but yeah, More to be done.
Thanks very much, Steve Shepherd, CEO of 2.0.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.